Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live, 515-605-9327. Who truly knew this history I'm talking about concerning King James? Yes, 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 we have that history and more in the Hebrew and Bible Academy, and I hope you will attend. We're here to defend the integrity of a saint. And folks, I have the records. King James was a direct descendant of David, from Joseph's bloodline, okay? Christ's family, okay? Yeah, I'm talking about Joseph, Christ's father. That's right. That means his biological father, and I can prove that too. All right? 515-605-9327. Yvette has a comment. Shalom, Yvette.
Hi. And I can prove that too. Hello.
I'm playing in the background. Please cut me down in the background, please.
Okay. Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Hold on. Yes, I can hear you. Go on.
Yes. Addressing King James. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, there shall be no Sodomites among the children of Israel. I don't think King James was a Sodomite, but amongst our people, so addressing the LGBTQ, we are not supposed to be doing that because the Bible says there shall be no Sodomites amongst the children of Israel.
Well, sister, the Bible states clear when it comes to when it comes to those types of actions, what's permitted, right? Man and woman, family, you understand?
Yes.
We understand. So obviously what you're saying is right on as far as King James wasn't a hypocrite. He didn't allow the authority of the Bible forbidding such actions to only partake in some of these same actions himself. That wasn't him historically and otherwise. Now, let me say this. When it comes to sin against God, all people have an opportunity to what? Repent.
Yes.
Walk away from whatever sin they're under and come back under God's law. And that's including those in the letter community or whatever the case is. I'll tell you when it becomes an issue. When people begin to propagate or put up or try to claim operating in continual sin without repentance is right. Right? And that's when it becomes, it's one thing if you're struggling with a sin. It's another thing promoting a sin. And that's where the world has gone wrong. And I'm putting that out there is because what? Just say if King James was that and he wasn't. Right?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you. If he understood his sin and repented from his sin and came to Christ, would he not be accepted?
Yes, he would be accepted.
Exactly. But the problem with the Christian churches today is they fail to teach repentance. And it's much the Christian church's fault than it is those who are still promoting that activity and living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because the Christian churches have refused to put in some type of programs like we had in the past of reconciliation with the Most High for repentance, they refuse to go into that to help brothers and sisters who struggle with the lifestyle. So
yes.
I'm not focusing on them and their lifestyle than the fact that we must clear the name of King James. Because, again, there's people who are actually diving into the lifestyle using that as a reason to stay that way, if you want to go there. They're trying to say, well, how can you claim that what I'm doing is incorrect? And I'm staying guarded here because they are a protected group politically, right?
Yes.
They'll say, well, how can you say something negative about what we're doing when King James, the authority over the Bible himself, was a homosexual? So that's the danger in allowing that lie to stay out there, right? Because you have people who are struggling with the sin who are now staying in sin through the activity and using King James to do so. And that's another reason we must clear King James' name.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sister Yvette.
You're welcome.
All right?
Bye-bye.
Bye. You have to realize sometimes a lot of these different sins, and not all 100% of the time, it's used as, you know, as social warfare. It's used as social warfare. Because don't forget, Satan operates under the spirit of divide and conquer. So if you can break people down in groups and now a person is standing for his or her sexuality opposed to her nation, right? Now, that's how you break people down. That's how you break down nations. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. So now you have a person who's black and he's dealing with that lifestyle, right? And when it's convenient, he's not going to stand in his blackness. He's going to stand for his sexuality, which have divided our community, right? So that's a part. It's part of social warfare, too. We need to examine that. And have to be, you know, I'm trying to be very guarded because they are a protected political group, so I don't want to stay on that. I'm just here to clear the name of King James. He wasn't that, okay? Charles, this is the brother who gave me the T-shirt.
Shalom, Elder Shalom.
Hey, brother, this shirt looking crisp, ain't it?
All praises and glory and honor be to the Most High. All praise and glory and honor be to directly to the Most High. All praises.
Well, I told you I was going to wear it on one of the broadcasts, right?
Yes, sir.
So if brothers and sisters want to get this particular T-shirt and become a walking Bible, all right? Yeah. Yeah, as you can see, the 1611 James.
Yes, we'll put it on my heart just for starters. We'll put it on my heart through the Spirit of the Most High. Like I mentioned that Passover, being walking Bibles. You know, even just able to convey the true narrative of the book and actually like King James being a defender of the faith. I believe at these end times, like they say in Jeremiah 16 and 16, that we will be start to become hunters of men instead of, you know, fishermen at the very end. And I believe a lot of times people don't really want to hear what you have to say. I believe your testimony is more said without words. And I found myself being lost with words trying to, you know, introduce the truth to somebody and just let them see me. And I actually wanted a lot of people, introduced the truth to a lot of people just by strictly off the T-shirts. And it's been a blessing. And how I have many of them, but you can order some. You can call me directly. I also have a face. I don't currently have a web page, but I do have a page on Facebook you can actually go on without having a profile. That is the Most High Temples Drapes. It's TMH Temples Drapes. And you can contact me directly to make an order, 757-329-4032.
Okay. So it's called Temple Drapes on YouTube, correct?
No, on Facebook I have a page. It's called The Most High Temple Drapes. That's abbreviations TMH Temples Drapes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, let me get it. Okay, I'm sorry, on Facebook, I'm sorry. TMH Temple Drapes, correct?
Yes, and you can still view it without having a profile. You can just type it in on Google.
Okay.
It should come up.
Brother, it was a great idea. I seen it hanging in my closet. I'm like, you know what? It's time to be a walking Bible up in here today. And and the font is exactly like the original King James Version Bible, so the one that King James authorized. So I thought that I would use this as an opportunity before the world to clear King James' name. He wasn't a white man, that's number one, and he wasn't a homosexual, number two.
Come on.
He stood for righteousness, and he brought together some of the greatest scholars during his time. The Most High had these men born at such a time as that to give us a book such as this. 70 scholars, Hebrew and Greek. And in it, if you get the right Bible, it has all the genealogies of all the other nations who have conspired against us. So not only, brother, did King James identify that the Vatican was trying to destroy Zion, which is him and his people, our people, right? He also identified in some of the records and research all the nations of the earth and how to find them in the earth and what they'll be doing in the earth. And folks, I'm going to be breaking that down. I'm going to have all of those particular charts breaking down the Gentiles of the nations. You know, and that's going to be in 2 weeks. So, brother, Temple Drapes, what a great idea. And, you know, we'll do everything to support this, brother, because let me tell you, this is the only shirt you need. I'm going to tell you that right now. Let me tell you, you spared no expense either. I can tell it's real good material. I mean, the gold letters are right. This is a professional job, brother. And let me tell you, brother, you'll be all right just doing these. The Walking Bible.
Crazy. So, and I just would like to give a shout out to Brew Fit and Sister Riri and Bougie. That it was very inspiring, and seeing people come before me and everything. So all praises to the Most High for those brothers and sisters.
Well, thank you, brother. I really appreciate you. And yeah, we're blessed by the best. And his name is
all
Ahai.
Praises.
I'm gonna place you on hold.
Yeah,
all right,
Shalom.
Shalom, Charles. Make sure you support and get your shirts. Become a walking Bible. 347 area code.
Yeah, Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. I just have two questions, if I may.
Sure. Your name?
My name is Bertrue Harris.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you, Mr. Bertrue Harris. Talk to me.
I just wanted to, I know we have First Fruits coming up. I wanted to know, exactly, how do I celebrate that properly?
Well, First Fruits, when you go to Leviticus 23, you count seven Sabbaths, and it's a holy convocation. We treat it as a Sabbath. Usually you get together with your family, and you celebrate it as you know, at a dinner. Now, we do it at the church. But you usually do it, Leviticus 23 breaks that down. After the count seven Sabbaths from the Passover, and that night you have a dinner in remembrance of the first fruits, right?
Right.
Don't forget the first fruits were what? It was the first of the harvest to go towards the priest and thanking the Most High for the priest. Right?
Right.
Now, the first fruits have been fulfilled in Christ when the Holy Spirit came down on the disciples on Pentecost. That seventh Sabbath from the Passover, which is what? The 50th day. So now it's more so celebrating the Most High giving us the Holy Spirit that have guided us to the truth. Right? So that's what it is. It's really a celebration of the gift of the gospel that has now been given to the children of Israel who are scattered throughout the earth and to the Gentiles who can also receive the Holy Spirit. We treat it as a Sabbath. We read the Vatican II.
Now, we go into the
second chapter to show you how that's fulfilled in the earth today.
Okay, now, would I be wrong if I, before the Sabbath, of course, now, would I be wrong if I give, like, alms? If I give alms?
No, it's not wrong to give alms.
Okay. All right. And my second question was, I've been sending emails for about a month now through the website, but I haven't gotten any response. But I was trying to get baptized into the church. But I know y'all
are
big bodies. I'm in New York.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry about it. Hold on. I guarantee you, you'll receive a call no later than tomorrow night. Hold on. I'm going to text your number to Shamar right now. Hold on.
Okay.
And your name is Bertrue?
Bertrue Harris, yes.
Okay. All right, so there's a lot of noise. Place you on hold with the brother. We'll be calling you no later than tomorrow night, okay?
All right, thank you.
And welcome to the body. Bless you, my brother.
All right, thank you. Shalom,
Shalom, my brother. Okay, we have someone coming in from Maury has a comment. Yes. Yes, Maury.
Shalom, Elder.
Mary, how are you, Mary?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bethlehem.
From where?
Bethlehem, New York. I mean, PA.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Bethlehem, PA. Okay, I'm in New York. Okay, what say you?
So I just wanted to thank you so much for today's lesson, because just yesterday I was struggling with trying to defend, like, the whole, the fact that same sex is so against the Bible. And,
yes.
And
Sir Francis, the Jesuit plant, the Bacon family. The Bacon family were Jesuit plants. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, so then my coworker just kept telling me, like, oh, so I hear that, you know, you're into the Bible, because I just got into the academy on Sunday, and I just got my brother into it as well. So it was our first time in the academy, which I love so much, because we
thank
learned
you.
The creation of the universe. So, you know, I thank you so much for that.
Thanks.
And what
real quick, your first time, I have to ask, so what did you think about the lesson in general?
It basically answered like all the questions that I've ever had in my whole life, like in just one lesson. Like okay. I love the Academy. I praise the Most High for opening up my eyes. I appreciate you so much for the Academy.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, you said that you had a coworker that was a retractor, right? What is this issue?
Right. Well, so she kept she was like,
okay, go
ahead. Yeah, and she's like, you know, so it's good. I hear that, you know, you're going to a Bible class. And I said, yeah, you know, it was great. I had my first class, all praises to the Most High. And she's like, oh, you know, what made you, you know, and I'm like, you know, because I'm walking in sin, I'm living in sin, and I don't want to live in sin anymore, you know. And the devil's a liar, you know.
That's right.
So then she comes on and she's like, oh, well, you know, he made you that way. And I'm like, no, he did not. And that's a lie from the devil, you know. And she's like, no, he made you that way. And I just kept going back and forth with her.
You're speaking fast. You're speaking fast with a lot of detail left out there.
Right.
I mean, slow down so they can hear it.
I apologize.
Because she comes back not encouraging,
right.
not encouraging you not to sin. She comes back and say, well, do you know that God made you a sinner?
Right. And then I came out and I said, well, where in the Bible can you show me that he made me this way, that he made me a lesbian, you know? But of course, that's a sin. And so, you know, I rebuked that from inside of me.
Well, sister, what was her answer when she answered that?
That she's now reading the Bible. So I told her, oh, okay, so you're starting to read the Bible. So she's like, yeah, that someone told her to start with Matthew's 53 weeks, I think it was, or something. And then I turned around and said to her that I'm going to gift her a Bible because I know that she needs the Bible with the Apocrypha in it.
No child is born a sinner. Sin is learned behavior. Now, what happens is as you grow in an evil world, you're shaped in iniquity.
Right. That's true.
Right? So everything is a learned behavior. No child
of
is
course.
Born with the proclivity or the thoughts of lust towards anything. Okay? A child is innocent and pure. So I think she brought the company line of Satan's world, you know, to excuse a behavior that I'm going to tell you, anyone that's sinning knows it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't want to admit it, they know that something is dark with it, even if they don't want to admit it. So don't blame that on God, because it tells you in the book of James that the Most High have never tempted any man to do evil. Let me pull that up real quick. And you need to give her this, okay?
I know, and that's why I called you. I had to call in because I was like, this, oh my gosh, this answered everything. Like, I was like, and yesterday I was trying to, like, defend it, but I you know, I'm just now learning.
Yeah, but I need you to write this scripture down and give this to her. And
oh,
this
I
is
am.
For any,
I am. I have my pen and
this
paper.
Is the scripture. Okay, James, the first chapter. Just remember that.
James,
okay?
The first chapter.
Because this particular scripture puts a foot and anyone claiming that they were born that way, okay? I need you to listen to this. 1 second. I'm going to put it here so you all can see it here. It tells us here in James 1, verse 4. Matter of fact, the 12th verse. Blessed is man that endureth temptation. So many of us can be tempted to fulfill lust, right? Blessed is the man that endures it, though. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. 13, here's the one. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, that God made me this way. Don't ever try to put God into your carnal desires. That's wrong.
Exactly.
That's wrong. The Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. So even the Most High is saying, well, listen, if you're going to do this, don't put me in it. Because if now if you, okay, you're claiming that God, if now if you're using God to say, if you're using God to excuse the behavior, then there's no room for repentance. Because how can you repent from what God made you? So God is saying, don't try to use me in this. 14.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's broken down. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when the lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Hence the reason why when so many people live in this sin continually, the sin overtakes them, and some of them, if you notice, sometimes they don't live a long life because the sin has consumed them to a degree where it shortened their lifespan. So don't try to blame that on God, because God has always been a God, has always been a God for life. And all due respect to anyone's personal decisions, if two men got together and two women got together, and there's no science involved, and they never deal with the opposite sex, right? Mankind would cease to exist.
God is not the author of confusion. That,
yeah.
And I knew that this was going to happen, Elder, because, you know, not for nothing, but I told my brother, I'm like, you know, once we joined this academy, like, I have a feeling that a lot of my friends and people that look at me, you know, because I know many people. So now that I've opened up my eyes, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to live in sin anymore. And, you know, Yeshaya, forgive me, you know, please be merciful, you know. And now everyone is like, no, he made you this way. You know, what is wrong with you? You shouldn't change, you know, you shouldn't change the person you are. Oh, so now you're telling me you're going to like men, and I'm like, I'm not saying at this very moment, because Yeshaya is going to work with me, you know. Ahai is working with me, but.
Sister, yes, you are going to like men. You mean to tell me you're going to like men? Yes, you're going to like men.
No, I mean, I know I am, but I'm just saying, like, no, that they were making it seem like, oh, this second you're going to like men, like this very second. I mean, yeah, if Yeshaya and Ahai says so right now, of course it's going to happen. Yeah, this very moment, because, you know, it's what they say. It's not what I say, you know.
See, but let me tell you this, sister. What you don't have to do, you don't have to fulfill their expectations for you. Right? You have to fulfill God's expectations for you. So right now, a man is probably not in your view. Just deal with the Most High and become pure in his eyes. And he'll direct you aright. And at that point, you make a decision. But please don't let these people shame you off the path. Because guess what? You don't owe them nothing.
I know. I owe Yeshaya everything.
You don't owe them an explanation. You don't have to cut them off, disrespect them or whatever. But a line has to be drawn. And you have to let them know, excuse me, this is my path. Respect my path.
Right.
Respect my path. Right? And believe it or not, sister, when you overcome this, you'll help others. They'll come to you to help overcome the spirit that have overtaken them. Okay?
I pray that it does happen. So many are living in sin. A lot of my friends and family, and I hope that they do. I keep sending them,
sister,
like, you know, videos of you and stuff like that, hoping that it'll affect them, you know, and it touches them.
Sister, how old are you?
I'm 47.
When was the lifestyle introduced to you?
I think I was like 10 years old.
Okay. 10 years old. And I take it that it was introduced to you from an older woman.
Not necessarily. Something happened to me as a kid growing up.
Okay. So now we understand the root of that. And I want to talk about that publicly because this is a reoccurring narrative here. Something came in through a violation. So who can say that God made someone that way and not ignore the violation? The violation was sin.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how you explain this to people who come to you and claim you were born this way. You have to be honest with them. I wasn't born this way. I was violated. And through that violation, sin came in. So you have to articulate that so that now many can confess and begin to know that you don't have to be ashamed to talk about it. Because what happens here, sister, is because when something happens to people as a child like that, they're so ashamed they keep it private. And therefore other children get violated, males and females. Because that child, that time of violation develops an arrested development, where you feel you're going to get in trouble if you tell, or if you tell the truth. But until you face that, you'll never get over that child who was violated. You must speak it from the house, from the rooftop, and you must fight for that child by proclaiming the truth in Christ and admitting to people, I wasn't born this way. Someone sinned against me, and it left the spirit of sin that now Christ has helped me overcome.
Wow. Thank you so much for that, Elder.
You're welcome, sister.
That is true.
Welcome to the body of Christ.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Shalom.
I appreciate you, sister. You stay strong. Welcome to the body.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sister, you were cut off. What you have to say? You have the last word.
No, you're good.
All right.
It is a battle, though. It is. I want to walk the right path, so I thank you so much.
I trust you will, sister. I'll pray for you, okay?
Thank you.
Bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom. A redefined soul has a question. I'm only going to take a few more, and then this will conclude the broadcast for today. And let me tell you, if this broadcast was just for that phone call, it was well worth it. Now, I'm going to show you how the Holy Spirit bring things around, Elder Lawyer, right? Because we went into King James and how they lied through him and all that, not realizing that it would actually unearth other scenarios that I was just here to prove that King James was a righteous man that the Roman, that the Vatican and Jesuits continued to lie on and continue the lie to fester, knowing that it was our people trying to attach sin to our people. But then the Most High through the Holy Spirit had this phone call happen. Right? Because what? Living in sin is a continual weight on our spirit. And some people just want to be set free. And a lot of these children who've been violating and all that, they're under pressure. They're under now political pressure. So even when they're struggling with this, they don't want to abandon those who have always been in their corner who are like that. And that shouldn't, and that that's a child who's been under pressure since she was violated, and now she's under pressure having to hold something for a group. Okay? That have always been there for. That's too much pressure. And see, it's Christ. Christ says, listen, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Set yourself free. You don't owe these people nothing. You owe yourself an opportunity to have that young child who was violated live a pure life, a life that was intended. Redefined Soul has a question.
Hi, Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. Talk to me.
I know that's right. I was calling because I wanted to ask a question. So you know how everybody's been lying, saying that they're the true Jews, and just forgetting all about us, right? So what if we start observing the Sabbath Friday sundown when it's sundown in Israel?
Well, I think you are conflating two separate things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I've never heard a European Jewish person say that they're the true Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said that. It's really by default most people believe that they're the people because they're staking claim to a religion that connects to what you would call, to some of the values and morality that was with Torah. And not too many religions hold the word Jew in it. So by default, with us not knowing history, we believe that they were the people strictly through watching movies, TVs, and all these things. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and don't forget at the same time, we're taught in the Christian church that we're Gentiles. But Jewish people, I've never seen Jewish people wholesale go out and say that we're the chosen people. I heard them say chosen, but I've never heard them say that we're the true Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Everyone knows, everyone who studied history understand that there was mass conversions of Europeans into Judaism since the second century BC, right? So let's put it to the side. We're the children of Israel. And let me tell you this. I don't need to say who they're not to know who I am. Okay? They're who they are. We're the children of Israel. Okay? Now, we are not to celebrate the Sabbath based on what time it goes down. Sun goes down in the east. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Jerusalem. You don't do that. You celebrate the Sabbath when the sun go down where you live.
Okay.
Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
All right. See? That's all I need to confirm. Because I had a dream about it, me asking you this. So I just had to, come on here and ask you. And you gave me the answer that I was looking for.
There you go. The same sun that goes down in Jerusalem. Right? Mm-hmm. Hours earlier, it's the same sun that goes down where we live. Okay? Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. You got it? Okay, that's it. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. And don't forget, folks, we're still taking enrollments for those who would like to be in the academy. We're only going in week two. And week three, I'm going into the Gentile nations, breaking down all the nations that were at the Tower of Babel. And guess what? We're going to reveal all the nations of the earth. And then on top of that, we're going to go into the New Testament, okay, to show what is Christ's gospel when it comes to not just Israelites, but Gentiles also. So I'm not going to point out and emphasize the divisions of nations without showing Christ at the end of it, because just like Israelites have a remnant of Israel, have a portion to rule in Christ's kingdom, the Gentiles who believe in Christ will have a portion to serve in Christ's kingdom. All right. So I'm going to show the whole thing after breaking down the nations. But I'll tell you what, though, if you are a nation that's following these pagan religions, and you're dealing in satanic yoga. You're dealing in satanic Buddhist ideology, okay? If you don't repent from what? Islam and the other religions, if you don't repent and follow Christ, even though if you were born Jewish or under Judaism, okay, you will not have a part in Christ's kingdom. And that's nothing personal. It's not me. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? It's Christ's kingdom. And Christ says, St. John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you don't believe in Christ, how can you take part in his kingdom? So I'm not against Gentiles. Gentiles are needed, okay? The Most High made Gentiles. But we're setting the record straight. We are the children of Israel, okay? The people have been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth and served. And listen, we served our captivity. We served all nations. All nations have become rich off of the blood, sweat, and tears of the children of Israel. We've given you everything. We've given you our culture. We've given you our great music. We've given you our talent. We built the world with our bare hands. And guess what? Our debt from the curse is up. We paid a debt, a generational debt, from generation to generation. And you know what? We served well. We served well. So all you Gentiles have benefited from the great spirit the Most High bestowed upon his people. Okay? So now there's going to be a changing of guard. And the only way to get on the other side of this for your turn, okay, is to follow the true and living God. His name is Ahiah, and his son, whom you ignorantly have called throughout time, Jesus Christ. His name is Yeshua. So I'm not here to say Gentiles can't make it, because I'm not in position at the gate to stop Gentiles from making it. I'm a bearer of the gospel, and I'm here to tell you, if you are of another nation, you can follow Christ, but you have to walk away from your pagan ideologies or understand hell is hot. Okay, let me go down the line. Take a few more. Jeremiah. Shalom, Jeremiah.
Hello?
Yes, Jeremiah.
Shalom.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, your name?
Is Jeremiah.
How old are you, Jeremiah?
8. Yes.
Whose phone are you on, Jeremiah?
Mine.
That's your mom's phone? Your daddy phone?
This is mine.
You 8 years old with a phone?
Yes.
Okay, Jeremiah. All right. So what say you, young man? You called for a reason. Talk to me.
Last time I had talked to you, my nephew, Judah, he is 5 years old. He's going to turn 6 in October. I'm going to turn 9 in September.
Oh, that's cool. Talk to me.
My sister is 25, I think. She's 16 years older than me.
You're gonna give me the Hey, that's you're a smart young man. You got the ages of everyone in your family, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you,
Jeremiah, from what city and state are you calling from?
I am in America and Michigan.
So you're on the East Coast. You're in what, Detroit, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, it's about 8:30. Shouldn't you be in bed, Jeremiah?
My bedtime is at 9 o'clock.
Do your father and mother know you on the phone, Jeremiah?
Dad is in Nashville.
Do your mother know you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put her on the phone?
Yes. Give me a minute.
Oh. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you. The Bible says, through the mouth of babes, I will speak to my people. A young man that young interested in the word of the Almighty. I hope I ain't going to, you know, I hope I don't get his tail lit up for this. I'll talk her down, though. Don't worry about it. I'll talk her down. All right, Jeremiah, I'm going to place you on hold. I'm going to come back. I'll tell him what's
hold
going
up.
On.
I'm going to get the phone to my mom.
All right, I'm going to place you on hold. Get your mom on the phone. I'll be right back. All right, Jeremiah? And make sure
okay.
you should be going to bed now. But I'm going to come back in a minute.
Thank you, soon.
Peace, soon.
Is that your mama?
Yes.
Let me speak to her.
Hello, Elder. How you doing?
How you doing? I see old Jeremiah got held, you know, he got hold of that phone and called in tonight, huh?
He loves calling in. He want to talk to you every Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave me the age of everyone in your family, but I think it's his bedtime. I'm glad he's calling in.
We on Eastern time.
Ahead.
He'll be going to bed soon.
All right. Thank you, sister. All right.
Right, Elder. Bless you.
Oh, bless you. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I tell you what. That's going to be a strong young man right there. Aaron has a comment. Shalom, Aaron.
Shalom. Wow. Bless you, Elder. The water.
What say you?
I just want to give honors and praise. You know, I just want to thank you for being diligent in the work, you and the elders and the body. And just to say that there is hope yet. I'm recently new. Just got baptized. I became part of the Orlando body. My attendance isn't where I wanted to be, but I'm going to keep attending and stay tuned in. I did a deep dive. And I just want to give praise to the Most High and say that, you know, the way he brought me to the truth, it's just, I know it's a real thing.
Hold on.
Oh, and I have a question.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was hearing something missing my phone. This phone been wigging out lately, but go on. I'm listening.
Oh, I have another question. I just wanted to know if there was some sort of art department with the body that I could become a part of and show my works. Hold on.
What type of art? Graphic art?
I'm more of a traditional artist, so just pencil to paper. You know, I use markers, colors, things like that, paint.
Okay. You in Orlando?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. All right. Hold on. Yeah, sure, we can use your gifts. Maybe you can help us with some of these comic books and stuff we're dealing with.
I would love to do that.
All right. All right, so your name is Aaron as an artist.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to call you up before Monday and see what gifts you can see what you can do to help us help these children with your artistry, okay?
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate it. Welcome to the body, my brother. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Who's this? Etta or Ella? Okay,
Ella.
I can only take Ella. I can only take about two more, and I'll just take up some more calls this coming Friday. We've been here long enough, and I don't want to, you know.
My question is short.
No, I ain't talking about you. I'm just talking about the people out there.
Oh.
I don't want to do overkill tonight, but I'm willing to answer any questions you may have. You don't have to make it short. What is it? Talk to me. Your name, Ella?
Yes, my son is a true follower of your service. I'm originally from come to one of the churches here. Do you have a location here in North Carolina that we
absolutely
can attend?
We absolutely do. Now, yeah, you're saying your son was originally following us online or whatever the case might be, right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
37.
And what interests you? Because I'm sure you're probably a part of a church or whatever the case might be, right?
We have the same belief, and he always sharing things with me that we sit down and talk about. I'm not as good as he is, but he's teaching me.
Yeah, you're probably not as astute at this time, but hey, you'll get there. Let me ask you this. So I'm sure you've always known that there's something with our people, and that it only makes sense that we are the children of Israel. I'm sure you've gotten that together.
Correct. Correct.
And have you shared this newfound information with your church home? Were you a part of a church home?
No, not a church home. I will visit because I didn't, it wasn't feeding me the way that I wanted to be fed. And also that I had a true friend of mine who had started a study, Israelites and stuff, and she was trying to bring us in on it, but she passed away before she could really teach me and my kids. But my son has picked it up, and he has been a true follower of you.
Oh, praise
for a while,
be to the
for years. For years. He's listening.
All praises. I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
It's no better time to be here than now. We are about to go through some serious prophetic times. And it's best to understand who you are to know what to do. I'll tell you that, right? So let me see. And, you know, it'll be a blessing to help you, you know, in this journey to be the Most High's will. It'd be a blessing to help you with it. And believe it or not, he's probably more astute now. But once the Holy Spirit get on you with that book, I'm going to tell you, you'll be turning those pages like nothing. Let me have your name again. Ella, right?
Yes.
Okay. We have Elder Al who will call you.
Okay.
Right? Welcome.
Okay. Thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome to the truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
And I'm learning
okay.
the terminology that I need to learn also. So I was listening to it. So forgive me if I can't.
Okay.
Everyone else was mentioning.
No, that's fine. Now, usually when someone says they're going to introduce you to Israelites, usually there's a stigma that comes with Israelites after hearing people. I was on the streets for years, you know, since the 90s, and I can understand what the stigma is, right? But you know that we're not into berating other people. We respect all people. We don't talk down. Tell people that something is going to happen to them, that judgment is the Christ, and they ought to follow the truth and let Christ do the judging. So when you mention that you know you're Israel, understand that you're going to have to go through, you know, there's a wall up there with people who already has, you know, they already have a preconceived notion of what they believe you're learning.
Correct.
But just make sure exactly. Make sure you put it out there. All Israel is not of Israel. And Christ was an Israelite. And he didn't operate like the Zealots or the other nations. Well, there's a church, a remnant in the earth today, who operates in the spirit of Christ, even though they understand the history that they're Israelites. So You can't judge the whole. You understand? You can't judge the whole based on the negative connotation that's out there. There are Israelites who are truly bringing forth the gospel. Right? And believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there who've walked past Israelite sister and knew that they were telling the truth, but couldn't relate to them based on how they were carrying the word. Right? It's like, okay, you tell the truth, the history you're bringing is correct, but I don't like how you're talking to other people. I don't, Christ wouldn't carry the word this way. So, and it's good to know that, you know, there's a remnant in the earth that can carry the word of Christ with care. And understanding that, you know, our people really need a path, light. And we can't let abrasive behavior become a stumbling block. All right? So, welcome to the fold. Elder Owl will be reaching out and, hey, let's finish. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. Bless you. Welcome to the fold. We have Pastor Wilmer with a question.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
Bless. You know, I give honor to you and the elders and all of those at GOCC that's continuously pushing forth the word. You know, for the young lady that just spoke, you know, I thank the Most High that, you know, people like her are starting to see, as you said, Elder, I love it that GOCC carry the word forth in respect of everyone, not like some of the other Israelite groups that have profanity and other things trying to carry Christ's word, not Christ-like, feeling as though that they can continue to be their old self when it says when you become in Christ, you become a new creation, a new creature. You know, you can't teach someone in your old ways about Christ because it don't reflect. And that's what a lot of the Israelites are doing out there. They're teaching in their old ways and teaching in the way that they, you know, when you come into the fold, you're trying to be representation of the Father, and the Father is of love. So when you give him the word, you want to give it in love as the Father would give it, not like, you know, those old gangster type ways you used to live, you know. And I just want to say one more thing about the young lady that said that she was dealing with those spirits before. You know, I can't right now give my testimony because it's a long testimony. But the Holy Ruach opened my eyes up when I was out there in drugs and showed me all these demons and everything that's around us, that come around us when we're in sin, when we're out there using the drugs. The reason why we get paranoid is because our spirit can see what we can't see. So we're paranoid thinking that the police coming or people watching us, when that's not the fact. It's our spirit seeing all these demons and everything that's around us that's trying to come in us. And, you know, one of these days I'll give my testimony. But those are the two things that I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Pastor. And, hey, let's finish.
Con.
Shallow up. You know, and one day soon we will hear that testimony. I'm sure it will encourage others. Encourage others to stand the path. All right? But I'll speak to you soon, Pastor. Bless you.
All right. Thank you. Bless you also. Shalom.
Bless you. Shalom. You know the devil's mad when even pastors are coming to the knowledge of the truth and spreading the true gospel. Lord, Lord, Lord. It's deep. We're here. 340 area code.
Hello? Hello? So hi. Hello? Elder? Elder? Hello? Hello? Hello, Elder? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Sunshine, I didn't know you could sing. You sing pretty nice. One of these days, I'm going to hear some of your music. Go on.
Oh, thank you, Elder, my grace of the Most High. Shalom. Hello, Elder?
Roll it out. Roll it.
Okay, Elder, wow, no matter how hard they have worked for all these years, prophecy will continue to pass as it is written, and that man of sin will be revealed, and our King James warned us, and the thieves and the robbers tried to sully his reputation in their evil diligence, but, you know, only for a time, all that's dark must come to light, and those with eyes to see can, and we can now see through the lies that have sought to disrupt our connection with the righteous saint and our king, only to attempt to ultimately disrupt our connection and our purpose by grace of the Most High in Christ, and all to keep us under bonds and lost in perpetual darkness in many ways by turning King James upside down in our minds as sodomite or murderer, tyrant or untrue, you know, character in some way. A character assassination is what they did. It causes people to be unmotivated towards righteousness and instead become excuse bearers dedicated to doing wickedness and justifying in the free will choice under an example of a ruling influencer of the masses like we see today. So by defaming King James, the whole nation and Gentiles under darkness rather than light fall down and stay down. And this is the conspiring attempt, but the pride of their arrogant hearts have deceived them. What they who lied on yet another one of our righteous saints, our King James, didn't account for is that the fact that the Most High's word never comes back void. And Malachi 3:6 says he changes not so that we, his sons, won't be consumed. So they thought in their foolish heads that they could shift prophecy as they are liars and shift and dissemble and weave all their lives, but Israel will not be hid any longer. And as Israel is revealed as the true people of the Most High, they who hate Christ are simultaneously exposed for exactly who they have always been, hiding in plain sight, thieves, robbers, and those of their father, the devil. Christ made it all praises to Ahia for the truth. And I just want to say that, Elder, Kwam Yasarala, Kwam Yasarala, all praises to the Most High, Kwam Yasarala.
Thank you. What a great job. She did it all within 2 minutes, too. She's getting better at this. Go ahead. Hey, she hit it right on. She hit the nail right on the head, right? 814 area
code. I'm going to follow that.
814 area code. This is my last call for this evening. We break down. If I didn't take your call, I'm sorry. We'll make sure we pick this back up Friday. 814 area code. Okay, 704. 704 area code. 704.
Hello, Elder.
Yes, how are you? Last call for this evening.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am blessed tonight by the best, and his name is Ahia. Yourself?
Same. I am Kakam. I've been into your church before, and I just have a couple of questions.
All right, what's your first question? A matter of fact, where are you from? Again, city and state?
From Charlotte. I came from
No, where are you calling from?
Charlotte.
Okay, what is your question?
My question is, what do you do when somebody don't you know, don't accept who, what you are and who you are in the spirit?
What do you mean in particular about that? Who you are in the spirit? Now, it's one thing to have someone to accept what the Most High says. You would need to expound on what you are in the spirit, because I don't know whether or not someone would need to accept that.
Like,
what does that mean to you, who you are in the spirit?
Through the scriptures.
I beg your pardon?
When it says, don't be deceived into the world, but be, but trust in the Lord, your God.
No, give me an example of someone not accepting you in the spirit. Just give me, just give me a real life example of someone someone isn't expecting you in the spirit. What does that look like?
Okay, basically it's like brother or your mother or somebody that's in your family.
Okay, now are you saying that the truth you're learning now isn't readily accepted by those around you?
Well,
I'm asking you, is that what you're saying? The people around you isn't accepting what you're learning? Yes? No?
Some people, yes.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, the Bible states after the second or third admonition, one who's a heretic reject, which means understand. Christ was on the earth, and many didn't listen to him. And the servant isn't greater than the master. Our master suffered these things. No, ye ought to suffer it also. If I know they didn't listen to Christ, I'm not going to get frustrated if they don't hear me. After the second time, we still family, but, you know, our relationship is set on, you know, set on on different basis now.
Right.
Don't speak to that around them. Okay, you serve the Most High and show your life as the example, which will teach them. Because why? If you do it past two or three times, you're stirring up a hornet's nest. You let them be. Do you know many times Christ hung around and sat around publicans and sinners, and it was his example and how he was living that converted them? Someone says, I miss you on the streets of Philly. Kensington needs you back. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm coming back. I'm going to be on those streets.
Because
get ready.
No,
I'm talking to you. What I'm saying is, stop frustrating yourself under circumstances you can't control. You got that?
But the scriptures also says be renewing of your mind.
Yeah, but suppose they don't want to follow the scriptures that says renewing of your mind. Are you going to force them?
No.
Let it be. Okay?
Thank you, Elder.
You're welcome. Let me tell you. Many days the prophets lamented. Many days they would cry for the suffering of our people who didn't listen. Right? So I understand, the fervency, and I can hear it in your spirit how concerned you are about the people you love, but they must be receptive. It's unfortunate, but some people can only learn through life experiences and, you know, where the Most High rough them up a little bit. And then they'll come to you like, yeah, What were you talking about last week? So sometimes you got to turn them over so that the Most High can handle them. And then they'll come back and say, well, listen, I didn't want to hear you then, but I'll listen to you now. So you have to let, brother, you have to let patience work its perfect work and understand that the best example you can do for people around you is to serve the living God before them as that example. And even if they're not saying anything, they'll begin to pick things up, okay? Become a living Bible. Become a walking Bible. By living the Bible, and even if they don't hear what you have to say or respect what you have to say, right? Your example will teach them how to follow the Bible. So with that, Elder Lawyer, thank you again. I'm coming back Friday for Patreon, where we will be going into looking at each of the protocols of the Elders of Zion. You don't want to miss this. And we're going to be there this coming Friday. What is Zionism? And what is the Learned Elders of Zion? We're going to talk about it this Friday. One protocol to the next. And it will shock you. We talked about when it comes to control within the earth, how much they talked about that's actually implemented within society all over the world today. So with that, thank you, Elder Lawyer, for all you do. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We're here to defend King James. We're the children of Israel, and we're back. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
The East is where we're from, the 12 tribes of Israel. Shalom. Thank you.